Hey guys, welcome back to Get Real. I'm your host, Abby, and today I am here with a very special guest who also happens to share the same name with me. Today we're here with Abby Linewand. Hi.
Hey.
And we are talking about online school and kind of a mixture of like hybrid, because I'm hybrid and she, are you online?
No, I'm hybrid too, but
You're hybrid too, but we both did online school at one point or another. So we're going to kind of we're gonna kind of share our experiences and hope that it helps y'all to not feel as alone as we all do now. So, without wow, I just forgot what I was saying. Okay, without any further ado, let's go. Okay, so we both started the year online, right? Because we
Yes.
had to. It was before hybrid was like a thing. How was that? 'Cause
For me,
I have my like my whole like speech on how much I hated it, but like how was it for you?
yeah, I equally probably just hated it because it was just like I didn't feel like I had anything done, and I just didn't want to do anything. So I'd sit there through my classes just like sleeping pretty much.
Right. And you know, honestly, still now, I guess it's kind of like better, but it's really not. Because like with hybrid, yeah, you have to get up and go to school, but like on the async days, oh God.
I wake up at like 9 o'clock and then get all my work done and go back to sleep.
Girl, you wake up at 9 o'clock, I wake up at like 1. I don't wait, does everyone do this? Do you guys all wake up at like 9 a.m. and actually get your work done? I wake up at 1 and get my work done at like 8 p.m.
Dang, no, all my teachers
I
have
am
our stuff
healthy.
done. All my teachers have like their stuff due by the end of the period.
Oh my God, ew,
So,
really? All of our
yeah,
stuff
like
is
my.
due at like 11:59, except for this one teacher who has stuff due at 9 p.m. And I'm like, okay.
Well, yeah, I guess that's just the way. Like, you go to. What school do you go to?
Sienega.
What?
Yeah.
What teachers do you have?
I
All
have
my
great
teachers are
teachers.
like.
Who wait, who are your teachers? I want to know who your teachers are.
Okay, so my first class is my AP Human Geography class. I have Miss Carol, and her
Oh, I
stuff is
love her. I
always
have
due.
her too.
Yeah, her stuff is always due at the end of my class period
Dang.
for
No,
my class.
I guess she's pretty chill about that stuff for honors world history because she does. I mean, I guess it kind of depends. She's had some stuff due at like the end of the period, but then she's also had stuff due at like 11:59. Plus also, can we just talk about this really quick? Technological issues suck.
Oh my gosh, yes. I
Girl.
would be like, I swear I'd submit something and then it'd say that I'm missing it. I'm like, what
Oh
happened?
my God, no, this is what just happened. Like, I'm not even joking. Maybe 5 minutes ago, I had to submit a final, and I submitted it 3 hours ago, and I saw it was a zero in the grade book. So I texted my teacher because she has this on like a remind app. So I texted my teacher. I'm like, "Hey, girly pop, did you not get my final?" And she's like, "No, I didn't." And I was like, "Oh God." And oh great, she just texted me saying that it didn't go through again. Okay, it's fine, but it's so dumb. You know,
I
you have
know, like,
so many issues going on here. Wait, I probably should text her back, huh?
maybe.
Hey, girly pop. Okay, wait, let's read the message. It wasn't done correctly. Do you want me to grade as is, or do you want to reread the assignment?
Oh my gosh, what class was it
Oh.
for?
Meeker?
Oh my gosh, that's what I had. That's what I did.
Hold on,
I
wait, are you in her
put in.
honors? Are you in her honors? Wait, how did you submit the assignment?
I put it in my folder. I put it in the Google folder.
My Google folder doesn't work.
What I did is put it in Google folder and just shared the folder with her.
Okay.
I had to write a biography on Shakespeare.
Oh. Okay, wait. But I told her at the beginning of the year that my folder doesn't work. I don't know, it's a glitch, but it like doesn't work. Okay, hang on. Okay, let's keep talking. Oh my God. Okay. So with online school, these are some of the stuff that happens, and especially like I'm texting my teacher now, about to have a panic attack. Okay, hold on. I can't put stuff in a folder. Remember how it never works for me. Oh my God. Okay. My computer doesn't do it correctly. Oh my God. I am. Oh, okay. I hate Google.
Me
Anyway.
too.
Anyway, sorry guys. Sorry for that interruption. I swear I don't text during like I don't text while I'm like recording or anything. It's just when it's my teacher, I like have to. Okay.
Yes.
Anyway, back on track. So, let's talk about hybrid days because we're shutting down.
Yeah, for
Well,
3 weeks.
hybrid, right? Well, hybrid is not shutting down. That's going to happen still, but like we're shutting down for 3 weeks and going back online. So, what are
Not
your thoughts
excited.
about that? What are your thoughts about that?
I am not excited, especially because at the beginning of this year, it was like just really hard for me to get all my grades. And so my grades like this semester were not as good as they could have been. And like now
Right.
I was like, oh, second semester, it's gonna be so good. I'm gonna have such good grades. And then now I'm like, online? Really? Really? This is gonna be great. I'm gonna like fail again.
Right. No, and I guess doing finals online was not the bad part, but the
Yeah.
bad part was just hoping that technology was on your side. Because for me, right, this morning I had a theater
Yes.
final and I wrote a show, right? And I had to perform it via Zoom. And we all completely, well, most of like, no, I won't say that, but it was a train wreck because no one could hear anyone because all of our Wi-Fi was going in and out, and we all had to ad lib our lines and just hope that we were saying the right thing, you know?
Oh no.
And it sucks because it's a theater final, you know, that's kind of the whole point is that you're supposed to be memorized, you're supposed to have your
Yeah.
sets done and everything like that, you know? And it was so bad.
Yeah,
But
that's.
on the bright side, my teacher was very, very understanding of that.
That's
But
good.
also, I'm gonna just like sidetrack a little bit. Let me tell y'all about the morning that I had. Oh my God. So Cox actually disrupted all of our Wi-Fi because they're putting in new cables, and of course it's during finals. So I had to go to Catalina Magnet High School where my dad works, and I had to perform my final in the theater. And in order to get into the theater, you have to have a master key, which I had because my dad let me in. But the key I was given doesn't work. So I had to call one of the security guards, and keep in mind, this is 5 minutes before my final. I had been standing out there for like 15 minutes. So I'm standing there
Oh.
and the security guard comes and lets me in. And I realize that I have to get to the light board, and because I have to have the entire room red because I was playing a devil.
Oh
So
my gosh.
and you would think that it would be so easy to access a light board because, well, it's just right there. But no, in the theater, you have to climb up like a flight of stairs to get to the room, unlock the room, get to the light board and the sound board, unlock that, turn it on, turn the color up, like turn on the gobos and everything, get out, lock the door, climb down the flight of stairs, go into the little theater and sit your butt down before your final. So at
Oh
this point, I'm
no.
having a panic attack because I'm late and nothing is going right. And so we're literally just chilling there. And I joined my Zoom meeting, like tears running down my face. And I was like, "Hi, I'm here." It was so bad. It was so freaking awful.
Yeah.
So yeah, I've had a morning. It was a train wreck. But yeah, no, and it just sucks because, you're running around trying to get everything done,
Yeah,
and it
so
doesn't
stressful.
work.
I know.
It just doesn't work. And and I guess that we can't control anything, That's the thing that I've learned throughout COVID. You
Yeah.
can't, you have no control over what happens in your life. You have absolutely zero input on what goes on in your life. So,
yeah.
There are some things where you can make the best of it. You know, there are major things that you can literally just let go and let God and hope that everything goes as planned. But there are also things that are going to suck, you know?
Exactly.
And on today of all days, I get locked out of every room on campus, especially the theater, and I still made it on time.
That's,
you know,
the way life works.
That's the way that life works. And it's completely mind-boggling to me because, you know, you would think that it'd be so easy to do school online, but it completely messes with your brain.
Especially since we've been used to going to school.
Right. And you know what's funny? Is that we go to school 2 days a week, right? Or we go to in-person school. Now they're talking about going to in-person school 4 days a week. And I was on FaceTime with one of my best friends. And I was like, oh my God, they want us to go to school 4 days a week? When last year, when there was no COVID, we would have been like, no way. They want us to go to school 4 days a week?
That's I know, so we're like, cool. Yeah, let's go 4 days a week.
We're like, let's go. But
and now
no,
we're like, no.
But now we're like, really?
I know. It's crazy.
You know, and it's also funny because, you know, you hear so much about like the roaring 20s, you know?
I know.
And this is something, a good point that my sister brought up earlier today. She's like, you know, you see all these people in like the 1920s who went out and dressed up just to go like anywhere. And that was during the time of the Spanish flu. So they were just excited to get out of the house. So they dressed up all nice and fancy. And then I was like, I looked at her and I was like, so I wonder what our year is going to be to people in the future. You know, like there's the roaring 20s. What's our 20s going to be? And she's like, the shit COVID. 20s. That's what it's going to be.
Yeah, literally.
She's like, that's what it's going to be. And I'm like, awesome.
We're just not going to remember it.
Exactly.
When they take the history test, it's going to be a whole thick.
Oh my God. I'm not prepared for the day when my children, they're like, hey, mom. And I'm like, what? They're like, what was COVID-19? And I'm like,
Go to your room.
Go to your room. I'm like, no. I'm like, we don't speak of COVID-19 in this household.
Yeah.
Because, and I know that a lot of, teachers, I'm sorry if you're watching this, but I know how difficult it is to be a teacher. I know how difficult it is. And, you know, as much as it sucks for everyone, I just wish there was some way where it could be easier on both students and teachers, you know, because a lot of people are like, well, what do you propose as a solution? And it's like, well, I don't have a solution. I don't know.
Yeah. I would be like, well, less grading for them would be good for them. And less homework for us would also be good.
But right. But then, again, they have to meet like certain criteria, you know, There's just no solution. There's no good solution.
They're like, we're sorry. You have to do this. We're really sorry.
Right. You know, and as much of a hell as much as a hell as it is for us, it is also equally as much of a hell as it is for teachers. And
yes.
Teachers, if you're watching this, we love you. We appreciate you. It's just, us students wish that there is a way that it could be easier when it's there. We don't know of a way. There is no way.
Exactly.
There's no way that it can be easier for now.
COVID is just like our whole freshman year got ruined.
Mm-hmm.
And
I didn't get to go to homecoming. I wanted to go to homecoming.
Oh my God. Dress.
You had your dress already?
Yes.
Girl.
I was really hoping. I was like,
how did you already have a dress? And you're like, oh my God.
I don't know. I was like, okay, we're just going to get this.
Girl, but it's also weird watching movies and being like, you're not social distancing. And it's like, oh my God, it's a movie.
I know. Oh my God. What have I become?
Right? You're like, wow, you're not wearing a mask. Like, and it's like, oh my God, this was filmed in 2015.
I know.
Like, what is happening to me?
It's so crazy just, like, looking back on your memories on Snapchat and seeing, like when you couldn't, like, when you didn't have to wear a mask and you're just out and having fun and you're just like, dang. Like,
for those of you who don't know, I got Snapchat maybe 3 months ago or, like, 4 months ago. So my memories are from COVID-19, which sucks.
I bet.
But on the bright side, I have a camera roll, so it's the vibes. But
vibes.
In all seriousness, it sucks. I don't know. I don't even know what, like, we're supposed to say at this point. Hey, I know that you're, like, really struggling here, but here's another assignment. Hope this makes you feel better. Like, what?
I know. And then, like, you can take your finals at home, but you still have to take your finals.
I know. I don't mind taking finals at home, actually. I kind of liked it. But, like, why do we have to take finals at all? Like, I know.
They're like, just don't cheat. But if you do, we can't stop you.
They're and like, okay, make sure to don't cheat, you know? Like,
because I take 2 math classes this year because I just wanted to get my credits done. And I was like, okay, math way.
Period.
I'm not even dealing with this right now. Yeah,
girl, I passed my algebra final and benchmark because of, shout out to Riley, by the way. I was on FaceTime with her. She's in geometry and she literally helped me on my benchmark.
Yeah, she's on my geometry. She's in my geometry class. And then David, he's in my algebra 2 class.
Shout out to David.
Shout out to David. He's a homie. He gave me one of the answers to one of our things. So I was like,
shout out to all the smart people.
I know. They make the world better.
Shout out to you. They make the world a better place for us.
Exactly.
Oh my god. Okay, well, I feel like this is a pretty good place to end it, but I don't think that we're done yet, so you should definitely come back for another episode.
I will. But
long story short, as of now, I know that this is what everyone keeps saying, but I'm gonna say it again. Honestly, just keep going with it, man.
Yeah.
Just live your life. At this point, stop worrying about the assignment. Stop worrying about it all. Just live your life to the fullest.
It's not like it's going to count anyway. They're going to forget about freshman year for us.
Right. Vibe real hard. Live how you want to. Don't let anyone tell you to get that assignment done because that assignment does not matter. I'm kidding. Get your work done. But, like,
yeah.
And I'm going to end this with some closing words that I used in last week's episode. I think I'm going to actually, like, start using this quote just to close out every episode.
It's a good idea.
Okay. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Sadness is temporary. Swag is forever.
Yes.
Thank you. Okay, thank you, Abby, so much for coming on, and I will see you in another episode. I definitely want to have you back.
Yes.
So, yes, goodbye, everyone. We love you.
Bye.
Bye.